You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. The headlines this week. A British photojournalist is killed while reporting on the conflict in Libya. Striking staff at Tyndall newspapers respond to redundancy threat from publisher. And the New York Times posts results for its new online subscription model, claiming more than 100,000 paid subscribers so far. It's Thursday, the 21st of April. I'm Rachel McCathy, and here are the top news stories this week from journalism.co.uk. A photojournalist who was born in Britain and lived in the US was killed in the Libyan city of Misrata while reporting on the conflict within the country. Tim Hetherington's death was confirmed by the UK Foreign Office late on Wednesday. The photographer who co-directed Oscar-nominated documentary on Afghanistan, Restrepo, is believed to be the first British journalist to have been killed since the uprisings began in the country earlier this year. Three other photographers were also injured in the same attack, and one of them, Getty Images staff photographer Chris Hondros, died later on Wednesday. Tributes flooded in for both photographers after news of their death broke. In a statement on Vanity Fair, Hetherington's family said he will be forever missed. Visit journalism.co.uk's editor's blog for more on this, including a collection of tributes and celebrations of Hetherington's work. Members of the National Union of Journalists at Tyndall Newspapers, North London and Hearts Division have vowed to continue with strike action despite warnings from the publisher of possible redundancies. Nine members of the National Union of Journalists working on editorial in Enfield took to the picket line this week in a dispute over the quality of newspapers being produced in the area. The journalists claim that more than a third of editorial staff have left without being replaced and say key positions are not being filled. They said this has left just three reporters working on nine newspapers a week. We spoke to Father of the Chapel, Jonathan Lovett, on the third day of strike action this week.
It was a veiled threat of redundancy. We interpreted it. It said it could happen, and we believe it was sparked by our giving them strike notice, our industrial action. That just galvanised people. It threw petrol on the fire, to tell you the truth, and it certainly brought us all together and made us more determined than ever to go out on strike and show our bosses that we are deadly serious about the problems we've got here, and we really want to stand up and protest about them. And it's been absolutely brilliant. If anyone ever has any doubts about going on strike, you should really do it. It gives you a voice. For so long now we've been sort of grumbling about things haven't been going to plan, and then to go out there and actually tell people about our cause is so brilliant. We've had messages from all over the country. We had a mass demonstration yesterday through the centre of Enfield town. We had over 100 people. It was great, and we're getting support from all over the country. Our union, the NUJ, has been brilliant right behind us. We've had MPs. We've had the old celebrity get involved. It's been a real experience just to see how passionate people are about this issue, and loads of our readers as well have contacted us and saying, "Good for you. Finally, about time, stand up," because the papers have not been the same that they were a few years ago. They've really deteriorated in quality.
Also in local newspaper news, proposals were put forward by Archant Norfolk this week, which could see up to 20 job losses within its editorial department. Proposals include the creation of a new digital department, a greater focus on weekly titles, and an increase in the number of reporters operating on patch. In a statement, Archant said it had launched a 30-day staff consultation on the proposals, but could not give any more detail. Titles produced by the publisher's Norfolk division include daily titles The Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News, as well as 10 weekly paid for and free newspaper titles. The New York Times Company released its results for the first quarter of 2011 this week, announcing it had signed up more than 100,000 paying digital subscribers in roughly the first 3 weeks of its online paid content system being launched. The subscription model, which was launched globally on the 28th of March, offers a monthly reading limit of 20 articles online before users must sign up. Earlier this week, the 30-strong editorial team at Ukrainian newspaper The Kiev Post took strike action after editor-in-chief Brian Bonner was allegedly fired in what the owner called a difference of opinions. The owner, a Steel Group, insisted that claims Bonner was dismissed due to publication of an interview with an agriculture minister was based on speculative questioning. Later in the week, staff stopped the strike after Bonner returned to the title, not as editor-in-chief, but as part of a four-member editorial team. In a joint statement, staff and Kiev Post owner Mohammad Zahor said a tentative agreement had been reached which amicably resolves the situation. We spoke to another member of the editorial board, Katia Gorchinskaya, about the agreement.
Both sides are extremely happy with the agreement because this is a real breakthrough. And we have agreed that this status quo will last until September. And we have options of how we're gonna, what we're gonna do in this this period of time, during this time, and we'll return to the discussion then.
The Pulitzer Prizes were awarded this week, with US investigative news organization ProPublica marking a first for online journalism by winning a prize for a web-only series. The independent non-profit news outlet won the award in the national reporting category for an expose on Wall Street in relation to the financial crisis. Other Pulitzer Prize winners included the New York Times in the international reporting category and commentary category. And tickets are still on sale for journalism.co.uk's next event, News Rewired Noise to Signal, which takes place on Friday the 27th of May. The event, which focuses on data in journalism and editorial business, has speakers from news outlets including The Guardian, The BBC, The Independent and The Economist lined up to present on the day. Visit www.newsrewired.com to buy your tickets now. For more on all the stories featured in this podcast and other news, visit journalism.co.uk.